would like to think of some very beautiful, bright moments. You know what I mean?
Anything great if I set a big bag of bait for memories, merely the muddy imprint of a madman's whim. It's a more twist of all that travel through the will of the wisp, and into reach wedge willfully with poverty upon his lips. Still we'd whisper, unbidding silence still. The river built back its romantic Roman bottom benediction with the female mockingbird. And the raw mockingbirds that fly clockwise in the semicircles of feminine contours. So between meaning and life by time, and from inside out by womankind, I've crafted sandals from serpentine intestines and decided to summon from my pulse the drums that thunder with abandon. Spin, I can drum with your brown, I'm in raw. Mammal skin of a cow, but to band the dance. She'll set up in California, and together we'll raise plants. In a theater with innocence, not genetic or inherited, represented by photosynthesis. The others hear the crickets, celebrate for the delicate balance of the ecosystem. Heliocentric, the electric bright moment. Despite the energized animal tied to the balls by the power cord tails, our denial of lightning has invaded the entire raging of abundant fires. But spring is arriving, so make love with the back porch. There's redemption in the damp air.
Bright moments is like seeing something that you ain't never seen in your life, and you don't have to see it, but you know how it looks. Bright moments is like hearing some music that ain't nobody else heard, and if they heard it, they wouldn't even recognize it. They heard it because they didn't hear it all their life, but that's too heavy for most of y'all, because y'all don't know about that kind of love.
Of love in the everlasting twilight, I'm twice apart and sleeping upon a park bench in a starry-eyed stupor, scarred by an angel in a midnight march with ominous harsh argument and obvious disharmony, until the day flower bloomed on luminous and the robins began as ravenous as a ray devouring to notice looming of the ruins of modern mundane. I'm not afraid of rain despite the damp of redemption, for I'd rather be reborn of sacred prostitute or dazzling sunrise and eternal tarnished by dim human meaning. I'm newly enamored with days of euphoria, naked epiphanies, patiently placing emphasis within universal vindication, rinsing the intensity from every bright moment.
People in the universe that has never known anything about bright moments, so check it out.